Cereals present Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Tuffy Tombstone. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real double-barrel treat. A treat you can enjoy as a cereal with a little milk or cream, or as a snack right out of the box. And you don't need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So for a rip-snortin' cereal, a rootin'-tootin' snack, it's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Look for them at your grocer's with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front and the words, Shot with Sugar, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. In all their years with the United States Marshal's Office, Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles thought they had met every kind of bad man the West had to offer. They had a big surprise coming, however, when a thunderous adventure sprang from their meeting with a self-admitted phony desperado who introduced himself as Tuffy Tombstone.
Now, Bill, will you pour that other pitcher of water over my head for me?
Sure, Jingles. Here it comes.
That sure cools you off when the weather's hot like this.
Yeah, it gets the sand out of your hair, too.
Well, I got plenty of that riding over from Three Fork. Now, where's my towel?
Stuck in your belt, partner, where you left it.
Oh, yeah. There, now I feel a lot better.
And maybe you're ready to tell me what you found out over in Three Forks.
I'm ready, but I got nothing to offer, Bill. They got a town so peaceful there, I come near settling down. Why, they ain't even had a dogfight in Three Forks for the last 3 years.
So, that lets Three Forks out.
Yeah. You find out anything on the other side of the mountains, Bill?
Same story, Jingles. Biggest robbery they've had lately was done by a coyote in a chicken yard.
Well, then let's forget the whole thing and go out and eat dinner.
You're on. At least for dinner.
You ain't much on forgetting the robber gang, huh?
Well, not when headquarters says they're working west. You know, that's going to put them right in our lap sooner or later, partner.
Well, I, for one, hope they don't get no closer than...
Down, Jingles. Those slugs are coming close.
Where are they coming from?
I tell you, I'm the meanest ring-tailed polecat that just about ever hit this bird.
There he is, Bill. That old coot coming out of the general store.
Come on, he's old enough to know better.
Yes, sir. He don't come any meaner, so walk wide of me, you hear?
Hold it right there, old-timer.
Any means, hold it, you old goat.
Eh? Who's got the sand to face up to Tuffy Tombstone? Stand and fight, I say.
Bill has gun.
Oh, drat it. My hog leg's out of cartridges. Wait till I reload now.
You'll put that hog leg back in its holster and simmer down, old timer.
That's what you'll do.
I will?
You sure will. One of those slugs just about opened up my wishbone.
It did? Well, now I must be getting better. What's your name, bub? So's I can write it down in my little book.
His name's Wild Bill Hickok, you prune-faced old featherhead. Mine's Jingles. You just missed me, too.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles? By dad, this calls for celebration. You be the most famous lawman in the West, and I be the meanest desperado this side of St. Joe.
You are, huh?
I said I was, didn't I?
Yeah, you look it.
Well, just to prove it, I'm going to take you down to the Last Draw Cafe and buy you the toughest steak you ever ate. You'll remember Tuffy Tombstone to your dying day.
Tuffy Tombstone. Tuffy, doggone if you ain't enough to make the West give up.
You sure kept your promise. That was the toughest steak I ever ate.
Good for the teeth and jaw muscles, Wild Bill. You got a railroad spike handy, Jingles?
Now, you know the railroad ain't got within 200 miles of here yet.
Well, no matter. I was just going to show you how I could bite one of them spikes in two.
You sure try hard to live up to that name you give yourself, don't you? Hey, what got it so quiet all of a sudden?
You think I ain't mean?
Hold it, Tubby. Everybody's watching those men come in.
Yeah, there's a bunch of real mean-looking hombres, Tuffy.
Them? Hey, you think they're mean? Why, I'll back them down before they can call for a drink of water.
Hey, now, where are you going?
Hey, Tuffy, don't ask for more than you can handle. Now.
I'll show you how mean I am, Hickok. Hey, you yellow legs, pick out the meanest galoot among you and let him scratch leather.
Hold it, Tuffy.
Billy's drawn.
Look out for Tuffy Tombstone. Yippee!
I'll get him, boys. Stand back.
Sugar pots.
They're sugar coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers, Kellogg's sugar corn pops are tops. Why, just talking about them's enough to make your mouth water. Big, ready, sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's sugar corn pops. And that's mighty fine munching any time, right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try sugar pops and see if you don't agree they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin' tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's sugar corn pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowl full of sugar pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package, and it says, shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
When Tuffy made his grandstand play against the mean-looking bunch of newcomers, the meanest of the lot reached for his holster. Suddenly, the Last Draw Cafe was filled with gun smoke.
Hey! What happened to my gun?
You sand-covered old horn toad, you didn't shoot the gun out of my hand. That's a cinch.
Well, you meat-headed warthog, you didn't shoot no gun out of my hand, neither. But it's gone, nonetheless.
Hey, Drew, look, that lean-looking Jasper and Buckskins over there. He's got a smoking hog leg in his hand.
He sure has, gents. And that's the answer to what happened to your gun.
Yeah? Well, maybe the gent behind that gun's got a name and a reason for butting in.
I reckon he's got a name, all right. It's United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Hey, boss, I wouldn't tangle with him. He's pison.
Pison, is he? Well, no tin-horn lawman shooting a gun out of Drew Vega's hand and getting away with it. I got another six iron.
Watch him, Bill. Oh, there. Now, that was a mighty foolish move, mister.
Yeah, it sure was. You don't appear to be half as mean as you look, Drew Vegas.
Hold it, Tubby. You made your play, now simmer down. Pick up your guns, Vegas, and go on about your business.
My business is going to be with you, Hickok. Get him, boy.
And give it to him, partner.
I'll wade in and help you, Wild Bill.
You've done enough dirt this way, Tubby. Now stand back and let me and Bill finish it.
They're going to need a new marshal when I get through with you, Hickok.
Atta boy, Bill. Look out behind you.
Got him, partner.
Ooh, you low-life salamander.
Hey, ain't that easy to whip, lawman?
You ain't, huh?
Nice work, Jingles.
That leaves two out of seven, Bill. Uh-oh. Vegas is getting up.
You're not through with me yet, Hickok.
Then come on, Vegas.
Give it to him, Bill.
I'll try, Jingles.
Well, Vegas and his bunch don't look so mean spread out on the floor like that. I wonder what made them so sleepy all of a sudden.
You come out all right, Jingles?
Not a scratch on me, Bill.
Tubby sure started a big one that time. Hey, by the way, where'd he get to?
Huh? Tubby? Tubby Tombstone, you sawed-off tin-horn tornado! Come out from under wherever you're under.
Hey, looks like he decided to get while the getting was good, bud.
Well, doggone his ornery hide, starts a fight for us with this bunch of Gila monsters and takes off like a jackrabbit.
Well, never mind, Jingles. Take a good look at these jaspers on the floor here.
Well, what for, Bill? You got something on your mind?
Just a chance. I'm going to telegraph their descriptions back to headquarters.
You mean you're thinking maybe Tuffy accidentally introduced us to the very same robber gang we're supposed to be looking for? Huh, Bill?
Stranger things have happened to us, Pardon.
Well, then why not lock them up before we send a telegram? We could book them for fighting.
Tuffy started the fight.
Well, that's right. Well, we ain't doing no good standing here.
Right. Let's go get Jeff to send the message. Then we'll make a point of keeping our eyes on these birds.
Hickok's out of the way for a minute. I'll wake up this bunch of sand lizards and tell them a thing or six. Look at them. Useless mess of leatherheads. Seven of them, and they couldn't whip two-bit starbusters. Well, a bucket of water. Yeah, I reckon this is what I was looking for. Yeah. All right, come on, Vegas. Wake up and get on your feet. Get up, you jugheads. We ain't good all day.
Hey, cut it out with that water. Tuffy, what's the idea?
I'll tell you what's the idea, you bunch of false alarms.
Oh, lay off, Tuffy. You threw us up against Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. They ain't exactly dudes, you know.
Shut your yap. You had odds of 7-2.
They'll pay for that, Tuffy. We'll get them.
They'll pay, all right. But I'm not taking any more chances on you, Vegas. Nor these milk and water owl hoots is tagging on your shirt tail. I'll take care of Hickok and that gorilla with him myself.
What can you do by yourself, Tuffy?
I'll use my head, Vegas. That's something you don't know about. Now listen to me, all of you.
Yeah, we're listening, Tuffy.
I got it all figured, but you got to time it to the split second.
We ain't never missed fire before, Tuffy, and we robbed more banks than any gang that's ever rode this trail.
All right, here it is. When you leave here, don't go in a bunch. Saunter down near the bank in pairs.
Yeah, same as usual. When you set off some dynamite at the other end of the street and we hear the explosion, we take the bank.
You ain't listening, Vegas. You're talking.
All right, what's different?
You wait till you hear the second explosion. Then take the bank fast and ride bent for leather by the warehouse. I'll join up with you there.
We ain't never had no second explosion before.
Yeah, Tuffy, what's that second explosion gonna mean?
It's gonna finish the job you couldn't do, that's what. It's gonna be the end of Jingles and Wild Bill Hickok.
I got it all, Mr. Hickok. Full descriptions of one Drew Vegas and them other six men. Hey, want to send it collect to headquarters?
That's right, Jeff.
Ain't there somebody else we could send greetings to, Bill?
I suppose so. Why, Jingle?
Well, as long as it's going collect and don't cost us nothing. Seems like we ought to say hello to all our friends back in Abilene.
This is official business, Pardon.
Hey, that Jingles don't miss a trick, does he, Wild Bill?
All go tick your ticker, you old fossil.
What in thunder was that?
Thunder's right. Bill, that sounded like the whole town just blew up.
Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, I'm coming with you.
You stay there and send that message. We gotta have an answer quick.
All right, Dad Bernard, but let me know what happened.
Bill, I don't see nothing.
There it is.
What?
Smoke rising back of the warehouse. Come on, let's go.
Now, Bill, I ain't much for running around on foot like this. My bunions ain't placed just right for it.
It's not far, Jingles.
It's far enough, doggone it. Why'd I leave Joker down in the livery stable this morning anyway?
Quit your beefing, partner. Come on. Around this corner.
Bill, ain't that smoke coming from the tool shed where John Booney keeps all his blasting powder?
Sure looks like a Jingle.
Then wall up and hold it right here, Wild Bill Hickok.
What's the matter?
You gone loco, Bill?
Not that I know of.
Well, I haven't. You ain't going to get old Jingles to go one step closer to that tool shed. No siree.
Then how are we going to find out what happened?
Sit right here and let a little bird come and tell us. Bill, there's enough blasting powder in there to blow us up to the moon. And I ain't got no business up there.
All right, partner, you wait here then.
No, sir, now you ain't going in there either.
Jingles, let go of me.
No, I ain't. You're feather-headed enough to walk in there and get blasted into a smoke signal. It's my duty to stop you.
Help! Where in tarnation is everybody?
Help!
Jingles, somebody's hurt in there. I'm going in.
Hey, Bill, wait. Watch yourself now.
That voice came from inside.
Kind of dark in here. I don't see nothing or nobody.
There, by the other door.
Hey, you! Bill, there's something wrong here.
I sure outsmarted you that time, Hickok.
Toppy Tombstone.
Yeah, what's that little varmint up to now?
You will never live to find out, big boy.
Shoot at the dynamite. Get back, keep him.
Bill!
Come on, Hickok!
Say, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that, but there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast and all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy sugar pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy yourself some sugar corn pops tomorrow. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie with the words, shot with sugar, right on front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar pops are tops.
While Bill Hickok, hearing a call for help from the tool shed, rushed headlong into a well-planned trap of Tuppy Tombstone.
Oh, no, doggone it. Bill, why'd you push me that way? Hey, how'd I get out here? Bill! Oh, I gotta find him. Bill! The tool shed, that was it. Bill pushed me outside and he's still in there under all that wreckage. Well, I'll clear that out in a hurry. There ain't a chance in a thousand he's still alive under here, but I'm going to try him.
Hey, what's going on here? I heard two explosions. Hey, Jingles, what are you doing?
Oh, don't ask so many fool questions and give me a hand.
Hey, what are you looking for under there? Hey, where's Bill?
Bill, he's under here. We got to get him out.
Is he hurt?
I don't know, but... you're going to be if you don't...
Oh, there he is. Now, let that next beam easy, Jingles.
Yeah. Now, can you see if he's still breathing, Jeff?
No, I can't tell, Jingles. Just keep lifting.
What the thunder's that?
He's shooting down the other end of the street. Hey, the bank's being robbed and those owl hoots are riding away.
Hey, look. Look at that old Tuffy Tombstone with him.
Hey, Jingles, what are we going to do?
I got my hands full here, Jeff.
You did it, Jingles. By dad, I never saw a man have so much weight before.
Quit talking and help me pull Bill out from under here.
Sure, Jingles, sure. Easy with him. Until we know whether or not he's got something broke or not.
Well, he ain't got no broken bones and he's still breathing.
Let's get his hat off. Oh, look at that goose egg lump out in his head.
Here, let's see. Say, now, that feels like a...
Hey, what's going... Well, what are you doing?
He ain't dead, Jingles.
Bill, I sure am glad to hear you talking to me.
Oh, he sure is, Wild Bill. He moved darn near half a building with his bare hands to haul you out from under.
Blasting powder.
Yeah, that varmint Tuffy Tombstone, Bill, they robbed the bank.
I figured they would, partner.
Bill, you don't hear so good. While you were knocked out, Drew Vegas, that bunch of owl hoots stuck up the bank and went roaring out of town with the money.
That's so?
Yeah, that's so. Doggone it. And you know who went riding out with him?
Tuffy Tombstone.
Bill Hickok, you been playing possum on me when I thought you were darn near dead.
No, partner. That bump on my head is a real McCoy. That's one thing I didn't figure on.
Then how'd you know all about the bank robbery and Tuffy Tombstone? Tell me that.
If I do, Jingles, we'll be late for the payoff. Let's get down to the bank. Give me a hand.
Yeah, I better run and see whether there's a reply to your telegram, Wild Bill.
Looks like we've already had our reply, Jeff.
Oh, no, we ain't. I haven't had a thing from Abilene on that wire. Hey, that must have been a real hard bump you got on your head, Wild Bill.
It was, Jeff, but it didn't addle my brains any, if that's what you mean. Now, come on, Jingles. There's going to be a surprise party at the bank, and we don't want to miss it.
Surprise party? Jeff, maybe you'd better find old Doc Humphrey and tell him to meet us at the bank. I ain't so sure, but what Bill's brains got a little addled after all. Get yours, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. That should leave just one window.
Yeah, this one. I'll lock it right now.
Hold it, partner. That's the one we want to leave unlocked. Just close it.
Bill, I hear horses out there.
Close the window quick. Easy now.
I sure don't get this at all. If it's other bank robbers, they ain't going to get nothing. If it's the same ones, what are they coming back for?
You'll see, partner. I stand on the other side of that window like you were a piece of furniture.
And let them all get inside, huh?
That's right. Quiet now. Here they come.
You go on in, Tuffy. I'm with you.
Yeah. And get the others in. We're going to find that money if it's the last thing we do. Nobody's pulling a trick like that on Tuffy Tombstone and getting away with it.
That's where you're wrong, Tuffy.
Rich! Where'd that voice come from?
Somewhere there in the dark. Sounded like Hickok, Tuffy.
Well, Hickok's dead, I tell you.
Don't be too sure about that, Tuffy.
It is him. Blast him!
You doggone well right it's him, you low-down coyote!
Kill them both! Shoot, you featherhead!
Not so good in the dark, eh, Vegas? No, don't move, either one of you. Those are my six guns in your back.
Tuffy, he's got his cold.
Then drop those guns, and the rest of you owl hoots do the same. Or Tuffy and Vegas will only be a couple of bad memories.
Get a lamp, Jingles.
Oh, I got one, Bill. There. Sure does show up this pint-sized tin horn tarantula for what he is.
Now I know who put them iron washers and cut up newspapers in their money sacks.
Now, Bill Hickok, you never told me about that. That ain't fair.
Sorry, Jingle. I did that when we first came to town. Guess I forgot to mention it.
Yeah, then that's why those two-bit bandits come sneaking back tonight to get the real money.
That's it, partner. They were later than I expected.
Where'd you ever think up a dirty trick like that, Hickok?
You mean the washers and paper instead of money, Tuffy?
Yeah.
Well, that's one I borrowed from another owl hoot by the name of the Red Skull, Tuffy. He put rocks in a gold box to fool me once.
Yeah, you'll probably meet up with the Red Skull up at the state prison, Tuffy. And on those long winter nights, you can entertain each other with tales about all the smart tricks you pulled on Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Ordinarily, Wild Bill and Jingles are busy chasing gunslinging outlaws. But Friday, things are going to be different.
You bet they are, Guy. We're going after the Phantom of Gun Valley.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Say, what day is today? Today's Tuesday. Why, yes, every day is Tuesday. If you have Kellogg's Variety Pack on the breakfast table, you get to choose your favorite cereal any day when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack. You can choose Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many others with Kellogg's Convenient Variety Pack. In fact, you get 10 generous servings, each individually fresh packed to you. What day is it? Why, just remember, it's always Tuesday with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Choose it when you shop today.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstle, Fred Howard, and Tom Holland. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!